worship, give prayer of praise to the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's got involved in our lives. Amazingly, even before you created everything, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, you chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in your love. Because of your great love for us, you made us alive in Christ Jesus, even when we were dead in our sins. Hallelujah. It is by your grace that we have been saved, delivered from darkness to light, from death to life. And all this is your wonderful gift to us. None of us can boast that our salvation is by our actions. We are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which you prepared in advance for us to do. Therefore, Lord, in all our darkness, give us your light. Light to guide in uncertain and dangerous times. Light to overcome depression and anxiety. Light for wisdom in our work and love in doing and being. Light to reveal our sins and lead us into repentance. O Jesus, light of the world, be our light, our way, our truth, our life. For your name's sake. Amen. Now, we're concentrating today on the scripture, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So, do you ever get weary? do you get weary? Do you try and carry burdens that are too much for you? Do you think, don't worry, I'll do this, don't you fret, I'll manage. Do you try and do that? And then you think, well, I've got two, surely I'll put one on my head as well. do you do that sort of thing? Do you carry burdens? Are you burdened with life? Are you stressed and anxious? If you're not, then come and talk to me, because I need all the help I can get. But it does seem to me that most of us, a lot of the time, have stress and anxiety. I mean, it's wonderful to have Toby with us and Jackie and Nigel, I'm sure, are great grandparents. But both their grandchildren have had little episodes of hospital care. That must have been really stressful and burdensome to Nigel and Jackie and to the mums and dads. And many of us have pretty heavy burdens in life to carry. You know, sometimes, you know, someone in our family might have lost a job. Your family might be facing financial difficulties. Someone might be having a serious sickness, and you're really worried about them. You know, burdens in our life come in many forms, don't they? And sometimes we feel we've got to deal with them. Stiff upper lip, carry on. But perhaps when we're alone, we go, I can't cope, I can't do this, I can't do this. And in our anguish, we cry, help. And praise the Lord, he does respond. It's been my experience through my life. I hope you can testify to it as well. That when we cry out, help, the Lord says, don't be afraid, I am with you, as he says in Genesis. I'll give you strength, as he says in the Psalms. I'm with you in times of trouble. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sometimes we need simple words of encouragement just to face the hard time that we might have. I mean, I've been in jobs which I completely loathed, and it was really hard getting up in the mornings to go to them. It's bad enough now, it's still dark, it's not very exciting getting up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. If you have to, you have to. But to go off and do a work that you can't stand, that's a wearisome burden. Sometimes we need words of encouragement. And that's what the Lord gives us. Now, we know it doesn't mean he's going to take our troubles away. But it does mean, as it says in the scriptures, He will give us strength through his might to have great endurance and patience. And that's sometimes what we need. As in winter, we need endurance and patience to wait for the coming of spring. We need endurance and patience in our burdens to wait for the season when we're released. It can be quite hard day by day coping with a burden. And the Lord might create God incidences where information or events or people come your way and you get unexpected help. And that takes away some of the struggle. And of course, he may use our struggles to help us grow in faith, become more compassionate for others, to become stronger and maturer in trusting Jesus. When our loads are heavy, he does, in various ways, help us to carry them. So I just want to pray for... I know we've all had different loads. We've all had different struggles in our lives. Those of us who are more mature in years, and I know some are more mature than I am, could have had more struggles simply because time gives that opportunity. But I trust because you're here today, you know that the Lord is with you. So let's pray. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we may not always feel thankful at the time, but may we be stirred to thankfulness and to hope as we struggle under the load of life's burdens, that you are there to help us carry the load. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing All the Way My Saviour Leads Me.
Eleanor's going to play it through first.
Sorry?
Eleanor's going to play it through first.
Eleanor's going to play it through first. Good idea.
Coming to a time when we're going to commission and dedicate with songs around that, which Paul and Jackie have chosen. But it's good to remind ourselves that we are called, every Christian is called to a life of discipleship. And it's for us to respond to that call in faithful obedience, to express our faith in and through a local church fellowship, to share in serving one another in Jesus Christ's name. So I invite you, and maybe you want to do this standing, I'm going to put some words on the screen now, called to serve. And if you would say the words in the bold type, in yellow, these are some of something of our call, and you may stand if you want to, or stay sitting down, it's up to you. Jesus said, if one of you wants to be great, he must be the servant of the rest. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, unless you change and become humble like little children, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, blessed are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Love your enemies and do good to them. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, love one another just as I love you. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, go to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples, and I will be with you always to the end of the earth. We say, Lord our King, we hear your call. Help us to follow. A prayer we can share. Lord, you have redeemed us and called us to your service. Give us grace to hear your word and to obey your commandment. For your mercy's sake. Amen. So we are God's own people. You might want to carry on sitting out there. We're God's own people. We're called to proclaim the mighty acts of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, to live out our faith in his love in our lives. And as God's people, we all have a part to play in the life of Polesworth Baptist Church. And for this purpose, God has given us gifts. It doesn't matter whether you're someone who's just become a part of us, by attending on a Sunday or other events in the week. It doesn't matter whether you've been here 20, 30, 40, 50 years, a whole lifetime. Each of us have been given gifts by the Lord so that we can play our part in the life of Polesworth Baptist Church. And together, those gifts equip us to live out our calling to be Christ's people. Nobody else can be his Baptist people in Polesworth. It's his invitation to us. So I'm going to invite Paul to come out to the front. First off. Yeah, that was my invitation. So, Paul, you might want to stand just there while I... to one side. Right. Now, we'll just say a few words of assurance to Paul so he doesn't get all worried. Sorry. See, we're rejoicing today because we're commissioning Paul to be our church treasurer. Now, I think it's really important that everybody understands this doesn't make Paul... We're not making you a tax collector. Okay? This is really important. Paul's not responsible for raising our money. The raising of our money is our responsibility, a collective responsibility, part of our serving, our responding to God's call. And it's always good if we have a sense of purpose about that, a sense of mission. Now, Paul's job, to the glory of God, is to be our careful administrator of our financial affairs. Yet not alone, not by himself. It's not a one-person job. We haven't dumped it on you, Paul. So don't feel like that. I hope you haven't yet, and you never will. It's you act together with me, other deacons, in joint teamwork, and under the overall insight of the oversight of the church meeting. Because it's important to do, as Paul the Apostle said, it's important to do what is right, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of others. So I want everybody to know, Paul is not in any way opening up a bank account in the Bahamas, okay? We trust him, and we're going to trust him, the Lord. So now, Paul, I would like to anoint you. And, Paul, thank you. You see, a burden bearer came up and helped me. Paul, in the name of Jesus Christ and with the authority of the church meeting, I anoint you as the church treasurer of Polesworth Baptist Church. May God bless you. Bless you in the ministry which you share with us all. May you serve in the wisdom, the love, and the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power. Amen. It seems opportune here to do our offering. Thank you, Paul. You can return to your seat. Or do our offering. Whoever is on offering duty, I don't know. Well, Laura is a quick walker. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you've called us to be your people. We delight in the new people you are sending to us and in those who've been here many years. All of us together form your people. May what we give, Lord, in service, in money, in time, in talent, be to the building up of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Laura. So now we're going to. Now, I did ask both Paul and Jackie if they had songs they would like to sing at this point. And Paul said, I'd like to sing, Oh Jesus, I Have Promised, which is very good. And then we realised we got two different possible tunes for that. So we thought, oh, did you check it out with him? They all said, no, I didn't check it out. Failure. So, okay, well, we'll practice this one, and then on Sunday morning, we'll check out the other one. And so I would like to check it out with you, Paul, but we left the music book at home. So, this is the way things happen sometimes. So we're going to sing, Oh Jesus, I Have Promised, to one traditional version. I hope this is the one that you wanted, or I'll glad to sing to you. Is that right? Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my God. Oh, let me feel thee near me, the world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still, above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will. Though speak to reassure me, to hasten or control, or speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul. Oh Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee, that where thou art in glory, thy servant's name shall be. Grace to follow my master and my friend. Oh, let me see thy footmarks and in them plant mine own. My hope to follow duty is in thy strength alone. Oh, guide me, call me, draw me, uphold me to the end, and then in heaven receive me, my Savior and my friend. Please be seated. Now, we're going to rededicate Jackie into a second term as one of our deacons. Now, this is maybe, this is something we should perhaps do regularly. And so this is the first time what I hope will be a regular practice, not just when someone becomes a deacon, but when someone in God's grace renews their service. And it's an opportune time to remind us all of exactly the kind of key ingredients, the key aspects of what it is to be a deacon. It's a calling.
We're going to
rededicate Jackie into a second term as one of our deacons. Now, this is maybe, this is something we should perhaps do regularly. And so this is the first time what I hope will be a regular practice, not just when someone becomes a deacon, but when someone in God's grace renews their service. And it's an opportune time to remind us all of exactly the kind of key ingredients, the key aspects of what it is to be a deacon. It's a calling. It's not a reward for being here a long time, if such a thing could be a reward. It's not a recognition that you're some amazing person. It's not like the Queen's honours. It's a calling. It's a calling from God. A calling from God recognised by the church meeting. And the first part of this calling from God is to serve God in a personal life of devotion, abiding in Christ. For as he says, you can do nothing unless you abide in me. Abiding in Christ, to have a prayerful concern for all the people in the church fellowship. And this applies to all deacons, and also to have a particular responsibility for the pastoral care of the minister, the pastor and his family. To serve the church in its day-to-day needs and its administrative life. That's a broad brush one there, so anything we can't figure out who else should be doing it, it's the deacons do it, But it's important. We need to be jackies of all trade. To share in the spiritual leadership of the church. Sometimes we think of deacons' practice as only practical people. But when you cast your mind back to the Acts of the Apostles, who was it that Peter said should be chosen? Those full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit. And the first thing that we know about the deacons doing is, yes, they served at tables. Yes, they dealt with that administrative problem. But Stephen started to preach. Philip started to evangelize. Need to be spiritual leaders. Part of the spiritual leadership of the church, meeting together for these service and spiritual purposes in prayer and planning. Not a dirty word of the church. Planning. We are the beneficiaries of the Lord's eternal plan. So this is where I'm going to, obviously Jackie's been waiting, when does she get invited out? Because I put it down a little bit earlier, but I'm going to do it now. Because I know she gets terribly embarrassed by all this sort of upfront stuff. And I wouldn't want Toby to start fretting. Nigel is close at hand. So now, if I'm a bit more clever this time, put it out like that. I do want to say that, this church is greatly blessed by all its deacons, past and present, without whom we couldn't exist. We couldn't live as a church. And just as we look to Toby to be our future, we have no future. I was at also in the United Reformed Church as well as the Baptist Church, and I was at the United Reformed Church Synod recently, and the moderator there was saying that a church of over 50 members had decided because none of them wanted to be elders. That's their version of deacons. Well, he said he thought that was a bit of a disgrace. I thought I agreed with him. It's a calling. The Lord always open your heart, your soul, your spirit to his calling. And so, Jackie, in the name of Jesus Christ and with the authority of the church meeting, you can hide behind that, I rededicate and anoint you as a deacon of Polesworth Baptist Church. Do you want to part your hair? May God fill you, Jackie, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, being rooted and built up in Christ, strengthened in the faith and overflowing with thankfulness to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, before we sing the song that Jackie's chosen, it would be very good at this time to everybody here, everyone here, to share with Jackie, doing it twice and making it a bit of an encumbrance, to share with Jackie and with Paul the right hand of fellowship to say, offer God's blessing in this new role. So let's all gather around, grab their hands and say, every blessing, Jackie. And don't forget Paul. Oh, broke a cup. I want to pick it up and the pottery stuck in me, top of everything.
Shake hands with
him. Yeah, he might be upset if he didn't shake hands with him. Did he shake hands with you as well, Jackie?
can I just say that it was really hard to choose for him. It was going to be The Lord's My Shepherd, which I love, and The Deer Pants for the Water, which is also one that was sung today. But the one I've chosen is for one of a lot of the words in it, but one of the lines are, "We have a hope that is steadfast and certain." And I just love those words. And we have a hope, and it is steadfast, and it is certain. Thank you.
That's absolutely great, and it's a wonderful hymn. And I thought when I first recognised that one, and then of course we came to play and sing it, I thought, yeah, we sung it before. Sometimes I'm not very good at recognising hymns from their words, but we're going to sing. Let's all stand and sing. Jesus is King.